Morning, everyone. Bit of a surprise. I wasn't expecting to actually do a speech or even to be first on the podium.
You're not, sir.
Anyway, the work still goes on. So if there's anybody out there who's unsure whether or not we should continue to do what we got to do in order to get this plan to be legalized, I assure you, continue to be with it. As regards to MP, we have given them information about the cannabis issues, which he has actually replied back to us, asking us what's our opinion of what went on in Hemel Hempstead. To that, we replied, it is a sign of what we have got to do for the environment to cut out nuclear fuels, so we can't go down that road. So the road which we have to continue to go on is a green road. That road leads to the paradise. I had brought my notes, but I left them behind. But in regards to the spiritual thing which we all believe in, if many of you out there don't actually know it, it is something that is written, and I'm not up here relying upon my own understanding. I do research, and it's something that, as Rastas were saying, and the government's been beating them down about it and wouldn't accept their interpretation of this plant. It is a God-given plant. It is something that was there in the beginning of the Bible. It is known as the tree of knowledge. And as a result of that, you gain knowledge from it. But as somebody had said, the way maybe to get kids to leave cannabis alone, tell them that it will make you study a lot. And they won't want to actually take something that's going to make them learn. In regards to schizophrenia, when you hear voices, it's called thinking. It's not rocket science. It's called thinking. So the schizophrenia is just something that is there denying the truth about what it actually says in the Bible. It can only be one or two things with schizophrenia. You either hear a voice telling you to do something good or something bad. It's common sense, you do something good. So these people, where they're talking about schizophrenia, they're just playing with your minds. Mind games, I've seen it. Reverse psychology, rethink, is that what they're calling themselves now? You know. But just continue to do the work of which we have got to do. It's always been there. I've recently looked up my own family history, and it goes back over 1,000 years. And my name is Douglas, anyway. It leads right back to the royal family, believe it or not.
We believe it.
I've got a plan. It's there already. I've got a castle in Jamaica, right on the map. So I'm going to build myself a cannabis hotel there. You're all welcome.
That's right.
Anyway, thank you very much for having me.
Okay, thank you, Minister. We're talking to Douglas.